This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is sitting in for Daniel, the guest hosting the Power Hour. It's my great honor and pleasure to do my guest for the second hour. Has distinguished himself by representing James Tracy, who is an associate professor of communications and the media at Florida Atlantic, who is seeking to protect the American people from an elaborate scam by investigating the aspects of Sandy Hook, in particular, Lenny Posner's claim to have a son, Noah, who died there. James was a skeptic at the time, but he was exercising his diligence and responsibility on behalf of the public to ensure they weren't taken in by a scam, which wound up looting the American public of somewhere between $27 and $130 million in donations in the false belief that there had actually been a shooting massacre and that these 20 children and six adults had died, divided by the 26 families who were impersonating, you know, the survivors. They split and derived over $1 million apiece, which I believe is one of the reasons why Lenny Posner has been so ruthless in going after those of us who have been seeking to expose the truth. James Tracy turned out to be targeted, where Lenny published several articles in the South Florida newspapers, including the Jewish Journal Forward, the Sun Sentinel, and others, and wound up losing his position over this. The university had a flimsy excuse, but none better to address the issues here than Louis Leo IV, who represented him. Louis has a website, peopleoverpolitics.org, and he has authored a brilliant overview of Tracy versus Florida Atlantic entitled Legalizing Pre-Tax, How an American Public University Conspired to Beat the First Amendment. Leo, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thanks for having me.
I'm just delighted. Perhaps you'd like to begin with a thumbnail overview of what happened here and how this American university beat the First Amendment.
Well, I can tell you that there's a lot of moving parts in this case, but we're still waiting for the court to rule on post-trial motions, which include a motion for judgment as a matter of law, as well as a motion for a new trial. And we're still trying to figure out exactly what happened. I guess you can say it's been a long disturbing ride through the legal system in this case. Where do I start? Well, for starters,
Go ahead.
You have a question?
So I was just going to add that I, too, of course, I mean, I am a colleague, a collaborator with James Tracy, and I was, in fact, the head of his legal defense fund, and I believe in this man 100%. In fact, I can't imagine a less likely target for an action like this than James Tracy. He is so principled. He is so measured. He is so thoughtful. He is so intelligent. And he was actually undertaking an act of what's technically known as supererogation, going beyond the call of duty in an effort to determine the facts of the matter and protect the American public from fraud. They wound up being subjected to a theft by deception, by misrepresenting what had happened there. Lenny Posner, Neil Heslam and others have defrauded the American people with a vast sum and gone on this stupefying campaign for gun control that's completely 100% opposite the interests of the American people. But, Louis, go right ahead.
Well, you know, I should start by saying that the reason why Dr. Tracy lost in this trial was because of deception and fraud in the court. And it's something that the court sanctioned, you know, using the rules of evidence. This is outlined in our motions that the court made a grave error in excluding from trial evidence that showed just how, blatant and pretextual the use of this policy was to terminate a tenured professorship. The court excluded literally the vice provost who fired Dr. Tracy for purportedly not complying with a school policy, on record saying that the policy and that the forms that Dr. Tracy was fired for not turning in on time were, you know, required clarity. And this was during a heated Senate faculty meeting that had a grave impact on Dr. Tracy and all the other faculty who were present at this meeting, where the administration of this public university could not answer a straight question about this policy because nobody understood the policy. In fact, the president of the faculty senate is on record at this meeting saying he doesn't understand the policy and is hoping, you know, to get some clarity on this policy. So a few months later, of course, Dr. Tracy is fired for non-compliance. And fast forward to, 2 years later to the trial, the court excludes this damning and record evidence, that, which are admissions. These are admissions by a party opponent. Clearly under the civil rules, they should come in, but the court excluded them under what's called Rule 403, which is that the prejudice from the evidence, you know, outweighs any probative value. Again, that's Rule 403, which is I've never seen before. I got to tell you, you know, I've been practicing law for a long time now, and I've never seen a court exclude an admission by a party opponent from trial under Rule 403. It just doesn't happen. So that's just one of many mistakes that were made. And I think this one was very bad for Dr. Tracy, because the jury literally was not able to hear what the person who fires Dr. Tracy had to say about the policy just months before she says he doesn't comply with it. You know, she herself agrees that the form needs clarity. It's completely confusing. If you look at the form, which is on the article you referenced, Legalizing Pretext, you can see the form. And, of course, it's not designed for social media activities. It's not designed for, you know, blogging. It's designed for a job, another employer, you know. So, you know, at this faculty senate meeting, which was excluded from evidence, you have multiple faculty members complaining that they're afraid and that this policy is being used unconstitutionally. And, of course, the court excludes this. The court also excluded cease and desist letters that were sent from constitutional rights groups, including the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, which was what stopped FAU from firing Professor Tracy in 2013. The court not only excluded those letters, but would not even let Dr. Tracy talk about the letters and how it impacted him and how it affected his state of mind. Same thing with this faculty senate meeting that had a profound impact on Dr. Tracy. So ultimately, FAU was allowed to say whatever they wanted in this trial and put on testimony about what the union in this case, you know, what they thought about his not turning in these forms, but was able to get out of evidence what the administrators thought about the policy and what they said on record. And recorded statements.
Just for the benefit of the audience, the university used as a pretext for firing Professor Tracy that he had not submitted forms about his outside activities on time. The outside activities included his blog, his own personal blog, where he was talking about Sandy Hook, where he published one of the most important original pieces dissecting the press conference held by Wayne Carver, the medical examiner, that didn't add up in so many different ways, which I regard as the first scholarly article about Sandy Hook. They use that as a pretext when, in fact, the real issue was the content of the blog, that he was exposing that it was a hoax, and that Lenny Posner was then, you know, attacking him in the media to warp the environment and to really poison a, it would turn out, I think, had the effect of poisoning a potential jury for pool. But the fact
is, they weren't just attacking him in the media. The record shows that they were actually contacting the administrators at FAU using proxies and third parties. Many of these people probably don't even exist, you know, sending letters to the administrators telling them, you know, this, that Dr. Tracy is harassing people. And, you know, there's even, you know, evidence showing that the top officials at the school are, you know, talking about this and circulating these messages with each other. You know, they had nothing to say about it at trial, of course, but you know, a lot of this stuff didn't come in because of hearsay. So it was very difficult to present the facts to the jury in this trial because there's a lot of evidence didn't come in. And, you know, I think given the number of really material evidence that excluded, this certainly should be grounds for a new trial. But like I said, we also have a motion for judgment as a matter of law because before we ever got to trial, the court dismissed the bulk of the counts and constitutional claims against the university on summary judgment, which was just absurd. When you looked at the evidence, I mean, it was overwhelmingly in favor of Dr. Tracy getting summary judgment on the issue of the policy being unconstitutional, both spatially, meaning that it's worded unconstitutionally, and as applied to him, and how they used it to fire him in retaliation for what he blogged about Sandy Hook.
Yes, just as to mention in passing, I spent 35 years in higher education. I taught at Kentucky, Cincinnati, Virginia twice, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, New College, University of South Florida. I then finished my career on the Duluth campus of the University of Minnesota. I never heard anything like, you know, firing a tenured professor because he didn't submit a form on time. I mean, that's simply absurd. Just look at the proportions.
And Dr. Fester, there was ample evidence at trial. I mean, every single professor that testified in that trial testified that they didn't turn in the forms. And nobody turns in the forms. If you really look at the evidence in this case, not even the administrators were turning in forms, and none of them got in trouble for it. When the administration, you know, had emails showing that these people are, you know, delinquent or not turning in forms, they didn't get punished. But Dr. Tracy is fired.
You're making so many excellent points that this is such a serious issue. We're taking a break, but we'll be right back with Lewis Neal Schwartz, the legal representative.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Hard Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Luke Pastor sitting in for Daniel, a guest hosting here on the Power Hour, continuing my conversation with Louis Leo IV, who was an attorney for James Tracy in his suit against Florida Atlantic. I mean, Louis, you're telling me not only was the university acting in a corrupt fashion, but the court doesn't appear to have adhered to the rules of jurisprudence.
No. And they dismissed most of his claims before he ever got to trial. So instead of being a case where Dr. Tracy gets to, you know, show how these individuals violated his rights, it's now him against just the university. And there's only one, you know, or two questions. Did they fire him for his speech, and would they have fired him for any other reason? But it's kind of like asking, you know, is the sky blue? To a jury that's just been shown a bunch of pictures with the sky green. Fraudulently, of course. They're all
really CGI. Really the jury, it appeared to me, you know, but you're really explaining how they manipulated the situation so that the real issues were never addressed.
Sure. Write a bunch of self-serving letters and disciplinary notices. And then just go to trial and just lie and lie and lie. I mean, we impeached both the dean and the vice provost. Both of these administrators were changing their stories at trial and couldn't answer simple questions that anybody in their shoes would know the answers to, like the notes, the question about the dean's nasty notes, which are available on Legalizing Pretext. You know the one I'm talking about, right, Dr. Spencer?
Go right ahead and elaborate for the audience.
Sure. These are notes that were discovered during the discovery process. The notes are written by the dean who initiated discipline against Professor Tracy in both 2013 and in 2015. And she wrote, and these are during meetings with top officials, J.T. James Tracy not going to stop publishing. read his stuff. First Amendment, find winning metaphors. And yeah, I think that speaks for itself.
In order to find a way to present it to the public that looks favorable to the university when it's actually a gross violation of his rights and of the First Amendment.
Yeah, they were planning. They were planning, you know, violating his rights and finding a way to make it look clean because they had no other reason that they can get rid of Dr. Tracy. His evaluations were outstanding, literally. And, of course, you know, they had nothing bad to say about his teaching and about his work and time commitments, although they did try to lie later and say that, oh, there was a question about whether he could honor his time commitments while he's blogging. Well, the evaluations clearly contradict any kind of, you know, question as to whether Dr. Tracy was fulfilling his obligations. He was doing his work not only excellent, the students liked him. They all evaluated him and said that they made them think and that he's a good teacher, which he was. So this is just another example of a school that, you know, throws a good teacher out the window because public, backlash over his speech, his controversial speech. But there won't be any, you know, there won't be any mainstream media coverage of this incident other than, you know, demonizing Dr. Tracy and cheerleading and really just parroting what the university and the state officials were saying about him.
Well, that's such an absurd question to raise because, I mean, the principal attraction of a university life for me when as a Marine Corps officer I contemplated entering law or becoming a university professor is you have so much control over your life. I mean, you have certain hours you're obligated to be in the classroom. You have a certain number of meetings, yes. And, of course, you have office hours to meet with students. But the vast majority of your life is under your own control to do your research and so forth. I wound up spending 35 years having most of my courses on Tuesday, Thursday, not before 11, which enabled me to do a tremendous amount of research, which is part of the reason why I published 36 books. But the fact of the matter is James was fulfilling all of his obligations, and he was doing the superlative and additional contribution to the community, which is known as public service and is also supposed to be given weight when you come to evaluate merit. They just didn't like what he was doing in exposing Sandy Hook.
Right. I mean, the reality is that they had no legitimate reason to fire him. And we're able to, you know, make up something later.
This is that new sentence. Do I text? I text the second hour of book deal. And Bob.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
For Daniel here on the Power Hour with my special guest for the second hour, Louis Leo IV, who represented James Tracy and continues to do so in his lawsuit against Florida Atlantic University. Louis, you made it very clear that obviously they never got to any real issues in this case, and most certainly not about the reality of Sandy Hook, where, for example, we know from Tony Mead that Lenny Posner, who seems to me to be some agent of the deep state, has no less than 26 websites that devoted to attacking and harassing people over their research related to Sandy Hook. I mean, it's completely disgraceful. I know they used the book somehow as a prop, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, which proves conclusively that the school had been closed by 2008, that there were no students there. It was done to promote gun control. But that question or issue never even got on the table other than using it as a prop by putting the book there.
Oh, yeah, they had a lot of props. They printed out every blog, including the comments from the blogs, and put them in the box and brought them out to make it look like Professor Tracy had written all of it. There was a lot of deception in this trial. You know, they tried to make the jury believe that Dr. Tracy wrote the book. You know, when you look at the book, he's not the author of the book, but that didn't stop them from, you know, saying that. We proved that these are literally, you know, two blog posts that were copied into this book. And, you know, he didn't, you know, write them for the book.
Well, of course, so, I edited the book. I mean, the book doesn't have an author. The book has an editor, who is me. And, you know, I mean, I took the best of the best. I mean, Dr. Ewan, for example, who made several contributions I selected, had already published 80 articles about Sandy Hook before I edited the book. I myself had published 30 before I edited the book. James had a smaller number, but his work was of very high quality, so of course he was included. But if they'd actually got to the issues of Sandy Hook, I mean, the evidence would have been overwhelmingly on his side, not of the university.
If you think about it, you know, what FAU strategy was to make it seem like Dr. Tracy should have been reporting everything, like the book, you know, a book he didn't write, he should be reporting. He should report his Twitter, his, you know, his blog. But that's not what the forms were for. And there was a great deal of controversy at the school right before he's fired over what these forms are really for and how they're to be used. You know, and from my understanding and from the evidence, you know, that a lot of people and most of the people at the university don't turn in these forms. And in fact, when we asked for the university to produce the forms from other people, they produced barely any. There was only a handful, and none of them were for social media. You know, this is not what the form is for. It's for outside employment, you know, working for another employer. And, you know, Dr. Tracy was not employed by his blog. So why would he be turning in a form for it?
Right.
You know, I mean, this is just dangerous. This is a very dangerous precedent if the court doesn't overturn itself, which, you know, I'm not getting my hopes up for. Or the appellate courts reverse this and do the right thing, because this is going to have a ripple effect. And basically, you know, they can just start telling people at the university, oh, where's your form for your Facebook page and for your Twitter account? You've been doing this for a long time, and this looks like research, doesn't it? This is a professional activity. You know, they're just basically making it up as they go. And that's what the evidence showed at trial, that this policy is, you know, shifty and illusory.
It's really stunning. I mean, the one guy here involved of all the parties to this case who was legitimate, who was had integrity, who was dedicated not only to ferreting out the truth but to protecting the public from a scam is the guy who gets impaled on this legal monster that was a complete fabrication from the beginning, Lewis. This must have been
nobody at that school did an investigation to determine the veracity of what Dr. Tracy was saying. Not one person that we deposed, you know, not even the history teacher who wrote a letter to, and his whole department wrote a letter to Dr. Tracy condemning him for what he was saying. Not one of those professors investigated and, you know, even took a closer look at what Dr. Tracy was saying before they condemned him and jumped on this mainly steam, you know, corporate state media bandwagon that if we say it, it happened, you know, which is, it's just disturbing, you know, and it was interesting about, you know, the discovery process in this case, is just, When you look at what these administrators and what the professors who disagreed with Professor Tracy were saying, you know, none of them took a real, you know, second look at what the evidence showed. You know, the evidence that was in the book, for example, that the FAU accused him of writing. I mean, it's overwhelming, the evidence that this is a fake, you know, staged event. You know, and here they are acting like it's not, acting like Dr. Tracy's crazy, you know, or, you know, how dare he, you know, question a questionable event, you know, that's being used for a political agenda.
Yeah,
you know, which is ultimately why everybody should be defending Dr. Tracy, no matter where they, you know, no matter what side of the spectrum you're on. This is a dangerous case because, you know, the rights of all American citizens to speak and to question is at stake here.
And of all people who ought to have that right, it's university faculty, particularly tenured. I mean, the institution of tenure was created to give protection to faculty so they could attack controversial issues free from a political recrimination. But that's exactly what happened here. Politics played all the role here, and truth and research, none, zero, zip.
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is what's so amazing about this case. You know, the conspiracy theorist professor, you have a real, you know, legit conspiracy to silence him. You know, but thankfully, you know, you can shoot the messenger, but the truth doesn't die.
Yeah, it's just stunning, absolutely stunning to me, and a disgrace to high. You know, I published blogs showing that not only had the New York Times and the Washington Post published malicious articles about Professor Tracy's case where they knew better, and I demonstrated in the blog that they knew better. But even the Chronicle of Higher Education, which is published for academicians, members of colleges and universities, gave a completely biased, distorted, non-objective slant. I mean, it's just this.
Well, they're not journalists. They're all prostitutes. You know, these people, they don't do journalism. You know, it's just PR. They're just literally repeating like mockingbirds, you know, this tune. And it's dangerous. You know, it's a shame. I was so disgusted with the local press during this trial who claimed that they were there and reporting it when I can tell you, we look back and they weren't there. You know, they'd pop in and out, but, you know, I don't know where they were getting their story from. Yeah, I mean, I would look at the news, you know, after we get done for the day, and it would be a complete, you know, just made up, you know, completely, I don't know where they're getting it from. It's so absurd. And then, of course, they're just, you know, repeating little sound bites of FAU's deceptive and, you know, misleading, you know, theory of the case, you know, that he's doing this secretly and trying to hide it from the school. It's a public blog. Everybody knew about it. You know, it's just absurd. And here you have the media pretending like Dr. Tracy did something wrong, which he didn't. He did nothing wrong. And, you know, of course, we'd make an effort to give these reporters information, you know, about what happened in trial, particularly when they missed something important that happened, like all the professors testifying. You didn't see one, you know, soundbite or even anyone sharing what happened in court when those professors said that they didn't understand the policy and that they never turned in forms. You didn't hear, you know, anything about the first professor who testified that he was targeted under the policy and that they, you know, took away his grant and his students didn't graduate. And of course he appealed the discipline that he faced under the policy and it was overturned in arbitration. You know, they didn't report that there's a pattern of, you know, using this policy in a way that's unlawful at the school.
Well, you make so many excellent points, Leo. I'm going to miss not having more time to discuss. We're coming up to a break, but we will have one more segment for final reflections on the case. I'm so glad you could join me here today. Jim Fenton.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Jim Fetzer, your host today, sitting in for Daniel with my special guest for the second hour, Louis Leo IV. Louis, so right now it's going to the appeals court, or is it still in the court of origin or whatever, however that
thing? It's still at trial court level, you know, until the court rules on the post-trial motions, which could be any day. Dr. Tracy can't appeal. So.
This is what you'd expect in a fascist society or in the, you know, Stalinist Russia. I mean, this was a kangaroo court. This wasn't an honest trial.
Unfortunately, no, he didn't get a fair trial, and you know, hopefully he will one day, because you know, I don't have much to say, you know, when it comes to the integrity of the process. You know, the legal system in this country is completely corrupt. You know, I think every level of government is completely corrupt. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's a crapshoot.
I've gotten to know a fellow in New York who was a subject of an attempted assassination by his dentist, who gave him a massive infusion of fluoride had he not been on an unusual vegan diet and drunk a smoothie after he got home. He'd be dead today. Instead, his teeth are falling out. He suffered all kinds of medical problems. I published 4 different blogs about his case. But when he finally got into trial, he was bringing the trial against her, where the city was running interference. I personally am convinced, because she's part of an assassination ring that is run by the CIA, and they don't want her to be exposed. So she's threatening that if they don't protect her, that she's going to blow the cover. He wasn't even allowed to call his witnesses. He had a list of expert witnesses, of whom I was one, wasn't allowed to be called. That they misused the blogs and, you know, somehow managed to use it against him. I mean, it was completely outrageous. Very parallel to what you're talking about here in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a system that we've allowed the insurance companies and the, you know, government to shape, where the rules of evidence, you know, now exclude all kinds of evidence, you know, if it's damning or, you know, damaging to, you know, these powerful interests. So it's, you know, if you don't have a judge who is fair and impartial, and applies the law evenly, or at least, you know, consistently, you know, you're left with an injustice system. So, you know, we're hopeful that the court will reconsider what it did and, you know, reverse itself. But if not, then, you know, it's going to go up the ladder, which, who knows how long that will take. And, you know, as they say, justice delayed is justice denied.
Well, especially in a case like this, where his livelihood has been compromised by this. I mean, he's been cut off from his profession for which he trained. I mean, it's not that you could take any man in the street and put him in a classroom in a university and have him offer courses where he gets outstanding evaluations. I mean, most people couldn't do this for 5 minutes, much less make a career out of it.
Yeah, and, you know, the way FAU, you know, weaseled him out of his job really was a death sentence, you know, and of course FAU would claim, well, he did it to himself, but, you know, that's not what the record shows. You know, unfortunately, this is not just going to have an impact on Dr. Tracy and his ability to find work, but, you know, it has a chilling effect, and I'm sure it's already being felt at not just FAU, but, you know, other state universities who, you know, I'm sure they're aware of the way this went. And if you're a professor and you're blogging and you're doing social media and, you know, sharing your thoughts, your private research online, you know, you can be targeted in this way. And this case will be precedent, at least at the district level. So, you know, until the court reverses itself, or the, you know, higher court reverses the decision here, it's open season for truth seekers. And I mean, we're seeing, you know, a ripple effect. I think if you look at what's happening in, you know, south of here in North Miami Beach, you have, you know, an officer who's under investigation now. And, you know, pending, you know, internal affairs investigation on his post about the Parkland event. So, you know, we have many public servants under attack, and not enough people, particularly in the media or journalists, you know, doing their job to raise awareness and to come to these truth seekers and citizen journalists defense and stand up for what's right, which is, you know, the First Amendment and everything that comes with it. You know, it's to me, it's so hard to believe that the press would be the first to abandon something that they've benefited from so much, you know, so much, you know, historically.
Well, it's a reflection of the corruption of our universities and their administrations. And by the way, of course, as everyone in higher education knows, the faculty never speak for the university. That's the role of the administrators. So the idea that, you know, he needs to make it very clear he's not speaking for the university, that's common knowledge. I mean, it ought to be well understood that faculty are like independent contractors, and they never speak for the university, only the administrators. The president.
Yeah, well, that policy, you know, that and that rule, you know, you have to make clear you're not speaking for the university. You know, that doesn't even apply evenly at FAU. You know, there was plenty of evidence and statements that were made by other professors, even former administrators, you know, who didn't get permission for what they were saying, which, you know, just so happened to be disparaging about Professor Tracy and, you know, telling him he should resign. You know, nobody got punished for that. Nobody got punished for not turning in forms for their op-ed. You know, it was a completely, you know, sham policy that they used to, you know, weasel him out of his job. It was just disgusting, really. And, you know, I was, you know, pretty shocked when, you know, given the overwhelming evidence, you know, the greater weight of the evidence, you know, in this case, it was just obvious that he's fired for his speech about Sandy Hook and the Boston Marathon bombing and everything else. But here you have a jury come back and say, no, he wasn't.
He takes stuff from the Pentagon, the business is blog at temporaryholeblog.org. Temporaryholeblog.org. Thanks for the power hour to Daniel for allowing me to sit in. Real pleasure. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having me.
Pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.